You're listening to KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero Radio. Estás escuchando KPDO 89.3, el radio de Pescadero. This episode is bringing to you the voices of the Pacifica Unity event at Sunset Ridge Elementary that occurred in the evening on June 28th in response to a pride flag burning earlier in the month of June at Sunset Ridge Elementary. The community had a wonderful response, and the voices that you're about to hear in this episode are Mary Beer, the Pacifica mayor, Heather Olson, the superintendent, Ellie Cundiff, the Sunset Ridge principal, Cassie Talbot from Coast Pride, Josh Becker, representative, Joan Dentler, Dave Pine, District 1 supervisor, David Canepa, District 5 supervisor, Kevin Mullen's office, Daniel Vanish, and culminating our two speakers with Dana Theractivist Johnson, San Mateo County LGBTQ Commissioner, and also local poet Megan Duffy Brown. This unit event was co-sponsored by the City of Pacifica, the Pacifica School District, Coast Pride, with phenomenal donations from the Rosalind Bakery.
My name is Cassie Talbot. I'm the secretary of the Coast Pride Board, and I'm also a teacher at the middle school, high school over in Pescadero. What I want to do is thank Coast Pride and the Sunset Ridge Elementary School for absolutely supporting and driving this, and Mary Beer for spearheading it. And just for all of you, the community members, I'm assuming, 99.9% of you. But I'm so happy that my community sphere is going to get bigger, and hopefully I get to meet you all one-on-one after this is over. And I want to kick this off with your longtime since birth community member, the mayor of Pacifica. Give it up for Mary Beer.
Hey, hopping up here. Thank you, Cassie. Thank you, Coast Pride. Thank you, Pacifica School District. Thank you to the City of Pacifica. There's so many people here today. And it makes me emotional because on June 4th, we had a beautiful celebration here in Pacifica. We had a beautiful Pride Parade. People came out. There was joy and laughter, and it was such a wonderful day. And then we found out that there was an incident here where there was a flag burning. That's the only time I'm going to say that today, because we're not going to concentrate on that today. We're going to concentrate on love. We're going to concentrate on community, and we're going to concentrate on each other. So having said that, there are so many people in the audience here that I feel like I need to recognize. So here I go, because there's a lot. First of all, we have our superintendent, Heather Olson from Pacifica School District. We have the principal of Sunset Ridge. Where are you, Ellie? Ellie Cundiff. We have Supervisor David Canepa, Supervisor Dave Pine, City Manager Kevin Woodhouse. Yeah, just keep clapping because there's so many folks here. Let's see. We have Council Member Diana Reddy from Redwood City. Thank you for coming, Diana. I see Council Member Sue Beckmeyer over there. And Council Member Sue Bottolos, where are you? There you are. Mayor Pro Tem Tiger Jazz Twirls Big Stick is here. Rosie Tejada from Jefferson Union High School District is here. And if there's anybody I forgot, then Heather or Ellie, please back me up and recognize the folks that are here.
Linda Brocchini.
And Katrina. Where's Katrina? From Congresswoman Spears' office. It shows you how important this is. It shows you how important this is. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say hi from the LGBT Commission in San Mateo County. Yay!
Thank you so much for being with us today. You know, it really just show what a beautiful community we have. We have the Pacifica Library right over here. We have Coast Pride. Please pick up all the information and beautiful pins. We have Christine Bowles, who is painting faces. Thanks for showing up, Christine, and bringing your paints. We appreciate you. All right, so I've gone down the list and list and lists of folks. Everybody keeps pointing at people. Can you just tell me your name? Because I'm blanking out.
Joan Dentler.
Senator Beckers.
And Daniel.
And Daniel Danish from Kevin Mullen's office. It's no wonder I lost some of them because there's so many people here. Because they care so much about our community and they care so much about the LGBTQ plus community. So thank you so much for being here. I'm gonna hand it off to Cassie. We have a full lineup of people who are gonna be speaking to you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right,
hey, and thank you.
You're welcome. Give a warm welcome to Superintendent Heather Olson.
Can you hear me? Gorgeous setting. I just don't know which way to stand so that my back isn't to you. But I appreciate everyone being here. This really means a lot. When we get bad news, like what with the flag disappearing, that's really disheartening because we were really proud to fly the flags at every single one of our district and school sites, and it really, that was a huge step for us. It was the vision of our student board in terms of really making a statement that the Pacifica School District supports equity and visibility for all people in the community and really wanting to kick off June as part of Pride Month. So we're really heartened to have all of you here. We know how important this is to you, and we want you to know that this does really matter to us. So we appreciate you being here. And how important, as we move forward, fighting for the rights of all people is going to continue to be very, very important. And we will need each other. We will need to think about days like this at the times that things are particularly hard. So again, from the very bottom of my heart, I thank you for being here today.
Ellie Kanya from the Sunset Ridge Elementary Principal.
Thank you. I'm not going to get up there because I'm not good down gracefully. So I just want to thank everybody for coming. I'm super happy to see all the families here and all our kids. And I think, you know, when I think of our kids at Sunset Ridge, and how accepting and how caring they are, I hope that they take that with them and that we continue to work on including everybody and respecting everybody. And making the world a kinder place. So thank you very much.
I don't want to be the longest speaker, but my message is going to be in English and Spanish, so just bear with me. All right, so quiero reconocer que estamos en las tierras de la Ramaytush, de Muwekma, y también de Alon. I want to acknowledge that we stand on the Ramaytush, the Alon, and the Muwekma lands. Apologies for pronunciation. Con la reciente revocación de Roe v. Wade, agravada con injusticias históricas y perpetuas, nosotros tenemos que hablar con la verdad en nuestras esferas de influencia. In the wake of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, compounded with historical and perpetual injustices, this leads us to call on each and every one of us to speak truth to our spheres of influence. Martin Luther King Jr. dijo, que nadie es libre hasta que todos seamos libres, y esa libertad debe ser transversal al género, la sexualidad, la raza, la discapacidad, el idioma, y todas las intersecciones y de esas identidades. Martin Luther King Jr. said, no one is free until we are all free. And that freedom needs to be across gender, sexuality, race, disability, language, and all the intersections of those identities. La gente se siente brava al expresar ese acto de odio y debemos ser brava en respuesta. People feel bold to express acts of hatred, and we must be bold in response.
Woo! Yes.
Inclinarse hacia el odio proviene de un espacio de miedo e ignorancia. Con cantidades masivas de medios sociales podemos ver un adoctrinamiento de los medios que es muy atractivo para las personas que viven en su propio dolor, rechazo y prejuicio. Leaning into hate comes from a space of fear and ignorance. With mass amounts of binge media, we can see media indoctrination that is very attractive to people who are already living in their own isolation, their own hurt, and bias. Para cualquiera de ese entrando en ese trabajo, debe hacer su propia transformación interna para encontrar un centro fuerte para hablar sobre el desmantelamiento del sesgo interno. Todos tenemos trabajo. For anyone who is entering this work, or knows somebody who is still trying to enter this work, you must do your own internal transformation in order to find a strong center to speak to dismantling internal bias, and we all have work that we can do. Los humanos evitan estas conversaciones porque pueden causar conflicto e incomodidad, pero son esenciales. Humans avoid these conversations because it causes conflict and discomfort, especially across those that you love the most. But they are essential. Espero contribuir con algunas herramientas en mi comunidad local para eventualmente podemos llegar a la liberación, porque cuando entendemos cómo estamos divididos sistémicamente e intencionalmente, podemos comenzar a imaginar un espacio para todas las religiones, todas las sexualidades y géneros, desmantelar la injusticia racial y el racismo. So I hope to contribute to my local community some tools, minor specks in the dust, by which we can eventually get to liberation, because we can understand how, until we understand how we systemically and intentionally became divided, we can begin to imagine a space for all religions, all sexualities and genders, and dismantle racial injustice and racism. And only then can we build a collective future. Solo así podremos construir un futuro colectivo. Gracias.
Thank you so much. I'm here on behalf of Senator Josh Becker, and he would be asking to share with all of you that we do stand with Pacifica and with the LGBTQ community, and the fact that we are here today gathered on this gorgeous, beautiful deck to watch whales off the coast of your elementary school. It's just amazing. So thank you for having be here today on behalf of the Senator, and please know that you do have his support and the support of the California State Legislature in all of your efforts. Thank you.
And champion of the LGBTQ Commission since 2014. Give a round of applause for Dave Pine.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be with you and stand in unity with Pacifica. I'm the liaison to the San Mateo County LGBTQ Commission. And a shout out to all their great work. Now, these are really trying times, particularly with the recent Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade. And all I can say is we're really fortunate to live in San Mateo County, where we value diversity, we value inclusion, we value individual freedoms. And we have so much to be proud of. We've created a pride center on both the coast side and on the Bay Shore. An office of equity and racial justice, and has made those priorities in its policies and its budget setting. We have the LGBTQ Commission, which is really the first of its kind. And we, as a community, just are welcoming to all. So on this day, I have great hope and great optimism as we look towards the future. Thank you.
But I just want to say that clearly, on many fronts, we're on there's an assault going on. Assault on our freedoms, an assault on our identities. And so it's events like this, and thank you, Mary Beer. Thank you. And thank you to all the allies, stakeholders. Thank you, Coast. We really need to sort of stand together, because right now we have so much pressure, whether it's from the federal government. Luckily, we live in the state of California. but even in the state of California in certain parts, even here in Pacifica, even here in San Mateo County, there's discrimination, there's racism. And so I'm proud to stand with you. I'm proud to be here. And I'm proud to be with so many people who really, when you look at the young children around here, and I have my son here who's 5 years old, what we do today will really set the tone for the future. And my father used to have a saying, it's more pertinent than ever. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. So when we see injustice, when we see discrimination, when we see based on how you identify and people who are just awful people, we need to call it out and we need to shout it out. So thank you so much. And thank you for inspiring all of us. Thank you.
I want to invite Kevin Mullins as representative, Daniel Vanish. Mullins as representative, Daniel Vanish.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here on behalf of Kevin Mullen. Unfortunately, cannot be here at this time, but I want to thank Pacifica City Council, Pacifica School District, and Coastside Pride for organizing this event and bringing in the community through this trying event and during these trying times. So on behalf of Kevin Mullen, thank you for showing up and for being here and support. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassie. Thank you, everyone. It's disheartening that we even have to gather here in not only so much a county, but a state that is supposed to be so accepting and liberal for people to be themselves. So while we did gather here for this disheartening act, it's still good that we're gathering here in unity for each other. It's good that we're here in support for Pacifica, for Sunridge Elementary School, and for the youth here. I see a lot of youth here. And I just want to let you all know, yes, we support you all. You are amazing. We accept you for who you are. This is a safe space for you. Yes. And I'm sorry that this act happened at your school, but together, you see all these people around you, we're here to say we're not going to allow it to happen again. So again, I just thank the community for coming out. I hold a lot of different spaces in this community, being an LGBTQ commissioner, being a Pride Initiative co-chair, and a Coast Pride board member. So throughout this whole county, I'm here to continue to fight for our justice and fight so that we all are safe, accepted, included, and that our voice matters. So again, thank you all for being here. Together we will stand, together we will fight, together we will lead, and let others know that we will not accept this and it will never happen again in our community and in our county. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Megan Duffy Brown, and I am a community college educator and poet in the San Francisco Bay Area. I first came to writing in middle school to grapple with the deaths of family members and mentors. I've been writing most of my life, but I credit the pandemic with helping me refine my poetry. I lost two uncles to COVID-19 and dementia, and that was enough. But my poem today isn't about COVID. It's about loving and protecting our youth. It's about the freedom to just be. And I wrote it in response to the attempts to suppress teaching about gender identity and sexual orientation in our schools in Florida and beyond. If the Pride flag was burned at an elementary school here in Pacifica, California, where the city name means peach, y'all, what's happening elsewhere? Hate has no home here. I offer you my poem, Homeschool, after Diane Burns's Sure, You Can Ask Me a Personal Question. Let me tell this to you straight. There is no homophobic lesson plan in my living room. At my house, feel free to say gay. It begins with G, the seventh letter of the alphabet. the lucky one, and ends with two of the same sounds of speech a diphthong or vowel team taught early in school. From old French for joyful, gay has been around over 900 years. Feel free to say trans, too, and we can teach our children a prefix about migrating into a new world amid fierce interjection and headwind. Resist the cross-generational vitriol and extend your hand. As for me, I'm just one queer woman, and I don't know it all. But no, bisexual doesn't mean revolving door. Yes, a lesbian might wear high heels and or boots, or walk barefoot like you might have done over the past 2 years. No, people shouldn't feel pressured to couple off with anyone. Yes, you still don't have to explain queer. And if you're feeling dizzy and can't make out the meaning, give up the empire, go to the library, trust our youth asking questions, because there aren't enough letters in all alphabets in the world to represent the brilliant hues forced to bleed out of the rainbow. If I could visit every classroom in Florida, Oklahoma, Kansas, and where your child sits too, I would never stop writing the word love. I would hang a banner of it high on the classroom wall, long as mathematical pi, so there might now be a circle where there was a box. If you got nothing else from this poem, never be silent where there is injustice. Make few or zero assumptions and keep your heart open. After all, you were born with it that way. Thank you.
You're listening to KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero Radio. Estás escuchando KPDO 89.3, Radio de Pescadero.